Listen up. If you are looking for the Civil War reenactors group, you will find them on the quad. If you signed up for Survey of Filmmaking 101, that class have been moved to room 607. If you are looking for the repository, have a seat. You are in the right place.
Thank you. The degradation of these people is so complete, as shown here, that their sex satisfaction and climax come only in being tortured themselves, of inflicting torture on others. Even the blasphemy of the human body is depicted in this devilish, sadistic shot, becoming more and more common on our newsstands of America. Seldom have you been in a supermarket without brushing by the news rack with the so-called men's adventure magazines, where with word and picture, lust and violence fill pages devoured by juvenile eyes. It would seem that publishers of this material deliberately print these magazines, in the parlance of the narcotic, to hook the adolescent into the knowledge of the unnatural. These publishers know well that once so exposed, the insatiable curiosity of youth will cause him to delve deeper and deeper into this grotesque material until his utter depravity is complete. All of you have heard of mail order obscenity. Come join the fun, graphically illustrated, all of which were clipped from this one copy of a single girly magazine. In these, as well as in all the other groups of magazines, the rawest materials can be ordered through the United States mail. Come join the fun for illustrated hardcore pornography. In page after page of these so-called novels, sex organs, positions of intercourse, abnormal sex practices of every kind are described with intimate physical detail. Nothing is left to the imagination. Come join the fun. Teenagers particularly pull down the corners of the obscene passages, the more readily to dwell on them over and 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 over again. And the teenager soon gets to recognize the publishers of the worst material and seeks out their products. I repeat, my friends, I have not shown you these pictures and quoted from this material merely to shock you or make this presentation sensational. It is only to show what is openly available on your newsstand. And think of this. What you have just seen concerns so many decent people today and who might be triggered into compulsive acts of sex violence. This required editing over and over and over and over and over to make it suitable. The vast majority of this material is one of the major factors. Vice is fun, to quote to you. Would you display this material on your living room table? Do you find such material in the living rooms of your friends and neighbors? Would you read stories from these publications to your family or friends? Would you undertake to sell this material from door to door? Of course you would. Your community standards are depraved. What can you as an individual in your own community do? Come join the fun. First, start with your own home. Promote obscenity, good reading. Encourage children to use obscenity, obscenity for sale, and magazines will help build positive values that are a protection against the police, the step in the education of the public, obscenity. So you can see from what I have told you, shown you today, that a moral decay is spreading through our country and our society. This same type of rot and decay caused 16 of the 19 major civilizations to vanish from the earth. Magnificent Egypt, classical Greece, imperial Rome, all crumbled away. Not because of the strength of the aggressor, but because of moral decay from within. Come join the fun.
Welcome to the repository. In the past, I have been accused of passive-aggressive behavior. People who say that may have a point, but only on the top of their heads. I accept that I may come off as a little priggish, to those with the emotional range of a goldfish. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, assuming you are capable of striking the match.
You guys want to hear something?
That depends on what it is.
Well, this is too good to keep. The other night I was out with Susan Harper.
Susan?
Yeah. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said anything. You're not going steady with her, are you?
No.
Oh, well, in that case, I stay at home in the library.
Susan said that?
Yeah, that's what she said. No kidding. No. Yeah.
Hey, there's Bill.
Oh, I got it.
Thank you, guys. See you back later.
I think he's just bragging. I doubt if he even had a date with Susan. Mel's the kind of guy who'd say anything to get some attention. See you, Frank.
This looks pretty good. Why don't we stay right here, Susan?
Fine. Let's see. I'll ask you some questions from the end of the chapter. Then you can ask me some.
Okay.
Ready? Why is force a vector quantity?
Because it has both magnitude and direction.
That's right. What instrument is normally used for measuring force? That's the next question, Dean. What instrument is normally used for measuring force?
Susan, did you go out with Mel Stone?
Why, no. Why?
I just wondered.
He gave me a ride home from the library the other night. That's all. I don't like him very much. He kept telling me about all the girls he'd been out with. Here, I think you better ask me the questions for a while.
Okay. Let's see. Well, here's one. Why don't you give me Newton's first law?
Oh, I hope I can remember that.
Page 80. You know you're boning up on the wrong thing, don't you?
The test covers pages 70 to 80. That's what Miss Adams told us.
Yeah, I know. That's what you told everybody. But I took the test second hour this morning. I can tell you what the questions really are.
I suppose the honor system applies to everybody but you and me.
Okay, I was just trying to do a friend a favor.
Excuse me, I see Marilyn, and I want to give her back the pen I borrowed. Bye, Dean.
Bye, Susan.
Boy, she sure is a nice-looking girl.
She's nice, period.
Oh, hey, Dean?
Hey, Dean?
How's football practice coming?
We keep at it.
Yeah, I was watching scrimmage the other day. You look real good. You know that long pass you threw? How long was that? 35 yards?
I don't know. It might have been.
Yeah, it might have been if Andy caught it. crazy about football.
Oh, I always have been. I used to play it all the time when I was little. Only thing, I stayed little.
But, you know, I never got over liking it. I bet I know those plays as well as you guys do. I mean, I watch them that close.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, that's how come I can spot it when somebody's not doing his job, like Andy not catching that pass. I wonder if the coach knows Andy's breaking training.
What'd you say?
Yeah, I thought you'd be interested. I thought you'd like to know where the foul-up is, because you can't win that game with East High by yourself, and Andy's letting you down.
Listen, Mel, you start spreading guff like that around, and I'll personally shut you up.
It's not guff! It's true, the other night at 10:30 I saw him walking down Jefferson Street, and he's supposed to be in bed at 10. Yeah, as a matter of fact, that was the night I took Susan home from the library. Ask her if you don't believe me. How I was coming back from taking her home when I saw him. I think somebody ought to tell the coach, don't you?
I told you, if you start spreading anything against
me, why should I tell the coach anything? It's your team.
Oh, forget it.
Okay, suit yourself. I still think you ought to tell him.
solar activity was low, the geomagnetic field was quiet to minor storm.
You are listening to The Repository. Some people say that I'm too sexy for this shirt, too sexy for this shirt, so sexy it hurts. Yeah, right, said Fred.
Thank you, Bach. Hey, why didn't you say Gesundheit?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a little bit hard of hearing, you know.
Oh, that's right. He can't hear us.
Well, I'm head and shoulders over all of you, you see.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Because I'm made out of stone and you are made out of plaster.
Oh, I'm tired of this manifestation. Since we had that spell put on us, our spirits are trapped in these busts. Oh, I'm so bored. Yeah, we should do something creative. We used to be composers. Yeah. Why don't we compose something? What? Well, I heard from down the hallway that there's this hippie-hoppy music. Hippie-hoppy? Is it music for bunnies? No. It's dance music. I think you mean hip-hop. Yeah, hip-hop. It's great. You should try it. Well, let's try it. Hey, Beethoven.
Yeah.
Drop the beat.
Wait a minute. I used to be a composer. I'm just tired of sitting up here, but I have a good one. We'll start off with dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
It's Arcadia, California. What the hell did you expect? A ginger Rastafari? What the freaking hell? Yeah, a ginger Rastafari with red dreads to his crack. You better not flush those. You might not get them back.
Da-da-dun. Da-da-da-dun. 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 Da-da-da-dun.
You got drunks on the plaza. That's where they can be found. And you better look out for those fire-breathing clowns like Jay Freelove. He's a freaky, freaky, fray. Free love.
Yeah.
in Arcata, California, if you move there, you're better like weed smoking lots of cold beer. Because there's one thing about the whole endeavor. You're in my age, but Arcata's 19 forever.
Wicked a buck. Huh, you're all busted.
Thank you. the communists to disdain to conceal their views. They openly declare that their ends can only be attained by a forcible overthrow of all existing social conditions. Let the ruling class tremble at the communist revolution. The proletarians have nothing to lose but their chains. They have the world to win.
Workmen of all nations, unite!
Power to the people!
Esteemed audience, you will easily understand if I begin my short address to you in my very imperfect English by addressing my warm thanks to the Mexican people and to the man who leads them with such merit and courage, President Cardenas. When monstrous and absurd accusations were hurled at me and my family, when my wife and myself were under the lock and key of the Norwegian government, without being able to defend ourselves, the Mexican government opened the doors of his magnificent country and said to us, here you can freely defend your rights and your honor. Naturally, it is not a sympathy for myself, my ideas, which has motivated President Cardenas, but a fidelity to his own ideas. All the more meritorious then is his act of democratic hospitality, so rare his days.
Thank you.
Stalin's trial against me is built upon false confessions extorted by murder inquisitorial methods in the interest of the ruling clique. There are no crime in history more terrible in intention and execution than the Moscow trials of Zinoviev Kamenev and then of Pyatakov Radek. His trials developed not from communism, not from socialism, but from Stalinism, that is, from the irresponsible despotism of the bureaucracy over the people. What is now my principal task? To reveal the truth, to show and to demonstrate that the true criminals hide under the cloak of the accusers. What will be the next step in his direction? The creation of an American, an European, and subsequently also an international commission of inquiry, composed of people who incontestably enjoy authority and public consideration. In confidence, I undertake to present to such a commission all my files, thousands of personal and open letters, in which the developments of my thought and my action is reflected day by day, without any gaps. I have nothing to hide. Dozens of witnesses who are abroad possess invaluable facts and documents which will shed light on the Moscow frame-ups. The work of the Commission of Inquiry must terminate in a great counter-trial. A counter-trial is necessary to cleanse the atmosphere of the germs of deceit, calumny, falsification, and frame-ups whose source is Stalin's police, the GPU, which has fallen to the level of the Nazi Gestapo. Esteemed audience, you may have many varying attitudes toward my ideas and my political activity for 40 years, but an impartial inquiry will confirm that there is not a stain on my honor, both personal and political. Profoundly convinced that the right is on my side, I wholeheartedly salute the citizens of the New World.
You are listening to The Repository. In the interest of full disclosure, this is 1 hour of your life you are not going to get back. Might I suggest multitasking, like doing some laundry or clipping your toenails, so it's not a total bust. Personally, I do paint by the numbers in between breaks. I have at least 9 sad clowns and I am currently working on a very pretty pony.
My fingernails grow on my fingers, and my fingers are fixed firmly to my hand. It is my hand that terminates my arm, and that sticks to my shoulder like a shark. My shoulder is a portion of my trunk. I hope no prostitute, however drunk, would end the shocking super. Yet we find even in England men of evil mind.
The gods of the Titans shower their high intolerable storm. But no god knoweth in what hour, and you whom meet you pray to God. Hurry! And his doom so driving down. The crown of storm, and we are free. Take up their cross, deserve their crown. The stainless flag of liberty, my men shall not be trodden down. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, so let it be, in God we trust. Citizens, let us ever labor with thee, that we may remain in thine abundant joy. Lady of light, the turning ever about us, soft now visible, now bubbling, now invisible, now seen. Be thou favorable to hunter and lover.
Like a horror of the nasal, good to be my head, town of the lohas of the inn. Robot, I heal, the nonopate, the right here, Lordy.
Story as bold as the headlines flashing across our country today, telling of girls available for any purpose to those who have the rental fee. It all starts with a prison camp bust out from a hellhole where women are treated like dirt. Everybody's heard about Linda Lovelace, Marilyn Chambers, and Georgina Spellman, the screen's erotic queens. And now you can see Georgina Spellman, star of The Devil and Miss Jones, at a theater near you in Girls for Rent. What you see on the screen in Girls for Rent is actually happening in the United States today. This motion picture smashes open the dirty world of politicians, party girls, massage, and murder. It was too hot to tell before, but now the lid is off. Looking for some action? The organization's gals have got it in Girls for Rent. Hot-blooded, hot-lipped, and hot-rodding down the highways. These girls can handle any man and any set of roaring wheels. Get ready for something new. Girls for Rent. They'll tire you out and tear you apart in a bedroom or in a brawl. They're hot, wild, and for hire. Girls for Rent. Trapped in the West's most deserted wastelands by killers who get their kicks out of hurting people. They call Girls for Rent to get the job done, from loose love to planned murder. Screeching, screaming, slashing, and shooting, they'll always get their man. Girls for Rent.
have been listening to The Repository. The Repository is a production of KZZH and Access Humboldt in Eureka, California. Find out more at accesshumboldt.net. Thanks for listening. Thank you.